The one in the shell and coat and another in cut-off Levi shorts. Me looking like fucking Travis Bickle. All weeded out and listening to stories while squatting down. And the good looker with Adi Loggins overalls. Looking too young, you know, too young. There were days it was all mythic and in Hawaiian shirts and wrestling coaches and the like, pretending to be gun crazy, maybe not pretending. It was a Moroccan sun and then a desert sun and a golden mile, and I'd be outriding in my dreams. Schrader and Robert Towne and David Ward and John Tewksbury and a whole load of them for Spielberg, Scorsese, Lucas D. Palmer, Hal Ashby, Terrence Malick, Ralph Bakshi, as if in some impossible race with geeks and a transcendental style. I mean, oh mercy my. I'm always the one who watched too much, and we were always doing the same. But later, and like I was just a prologue and something that eventually you'd screw around with and force out, I read Lygia, the one Corman made and Scorsese showed in Mean Streets, and that's where you step up. And I've no beef with genre, but it's not like what you all about. After all, you double what you have in your head as you walk about. So when something has no meaning, all that means is there has a naked bliss, where uncertainties allow structural hesitations and yield pressure on multiple meanings and linger themselves in the background like whores in the fog. The question they pose are left unresolved, and everything you do and say demands active participation. Anyone trying to constrain you is to seriously reduce your intellectual and erotic subtlety. You go beyond the easy glide of Parnassian aesthetics to Stigmata. Ray Milland and Boris Karloff and Vincent Price and Fabian play with futile things because they are futile, and in them you find life. What you guide us with, where your rough thumbs between the relations and reflections of the idea and analogies creating an order of sorts, and it's why you can make me blush and disappoint the familiar and thrill. No completion is possible, babe. Not here in a generational youth, nor the solitude, star, or rocky coast to anything deserving ourselves. White preoccupation, that's kind of dreamy and heroic like you are. And you spur a fine intoxication, fearless and lasting. Do I love a dream? Do I love a dream? Do I love a dream? What is this but me? Introducing myself to your tale still beneath an oppressive cloud. I'm stripped of expectations and don't mind dying. Yeah, I'm stripped of expectations and don't mind dying. Don't mind dying. Don't mind dying.